Morning, everybody. Old History here. Hope everybody had a great New Year's. Oh, wait, I told you that last time. Hope everybody has a great New Year and a good year to come. I know Old History is, I'm looking forward to what's to come. After hunting season ends, I've got a couple of videos I really want to make. Because I don't want to end up on somebody's dinner plate. Just kidding. So the book is coming along nicely. I'm done with the third chapter and moving on into the fourth chapter. So I might go back and work some more on the third chapter. It's a little short. I don't really have any pictures that relate to the third chapter, although I'll see if I can ask around. All right, so today's podcast is going to be about the Waverly Hills Sanatorium in Louisville, Kentucky. Let's dive right in. All right. So, just to, tell you a little bit about how it came into being was, yes, it's in Louisville, Kentucky, but it was the brainchild of architect James Gaffney and Dennis Murphy. But before it was an infamous hospital, it was home to a one-room schoolhouse built on land purchased by Major Thomas Hayes in 1883, which was for his daughters to attend. To which the teacher, Lizzie Harris, named the school Waverly School. Major Hayes liked the name and named his property Waverly Hill. In the early 1900s, Jefferson County was subject to a major tuberculosis outbreak. And when the Board of Tuberculosis, that was a thing back then, bought the property, they built a two-story wooden sanatorium to try and contain the disease. But in the end, by the 1920s, the small sanatorium, which was built to accommodate 50 TB patients most at max, had been filled with over 140 patients. So it was greatly overcrowded. A classic story. So by March of 1924, construction of the current sanatorium had began and opened on October 17th. 1926. Fast forwarding to 1944, an antibiotic was discovered that successfully cured TB, and Waverly Hills continued to serve as a TB facility until it was closed in 1961. And now, just to go off on a side note here, there is a lot about Waverly Hills that I couldn't possibly begin to cover in one podcast. A lot of information about it, a lot of history behind it. This is just summing it up. So when it was closed in 61, it was quarantined, renovated, and reopened as Woodhaven Medical Services, which treated people with dementia, mobility issues, and people with severe mental handicaps. But it was closed by the state in 1981 due to various cases of patient neglect. Now this, it went on for so long because most of the people were more than likely put here by greedy family members or tired family members, and they just done away with them. So the patients of the people who were victims of the horrible torture, which I'll go over here shortly, had nobody to complain to. So moving on about Waverly Hills itself, it was basically a city in itself, complete with its own zip code, its own post office, water treatment facility, grew its own fruits and vegetables, raised its own meat for slaughter, and maintained many of the other necessities of everyday life for the elderly or mentally handicapped. Despite the history of the place, the next few decades would be hard on the building, as the property owners at the time had no desire to restore the property and did nothing to stop The vandalism, it became heavily damaged and was almost condemned by, I guess, the Board of Health, the city officials, or whoever's in charge of that in Kentucky. 2001, Charles and Tina Mattingly, who I've spoke with once or twice. I did make a video about this. Spoke with them because they have a lot of information about it, and I use it in the video. They were very nice people, and I've got to give them credit for the information and the pictures. So go check out the Waverly Hills official webpage. So they were apparently paranormal enthusiasts and historical enthusiasts who purchased the property, and since then, along with the Waverly Hills Historical Society, who I also spoke with, have made tremendous improvements to the building and the property. And currently, from September 22nd to October 28th, they hold a haunted house, and starting this Thanksgiving Day, are going to hold a Christmas laser light show, which is that's pretty neat. Kind of creepy to go up there and see a Christmas laser light show, though. So since being officially closed, several plans have came and went, with one such being plans for a minimum security state prison, which fell through due to a lack of support from the surrounding community. The same owner tried to convert the property into apartments, but that fell through as well, largely due to the owner relying on a fiscal court to buy around 140 acres from them for close to $400,000, giving them the cash to start the project. So the decrepit old building has been featured on a number of TV shows, and I remember one of them. Was on the show Ghost Hunters, which made it nationally famous as one of the most haunted hospitals in the southeastern United States. Another show earned it the label as the scariest, one of the scariest places on earth. And then Ghost Adventures, or excuse me, another show was Scariest Places on Earth, Ghost Adventures. And then on the show Supernatural, season 11, episode 23, Alpha and Omega. That would be kind of cool to go up there. So just to backtrack here a little bit, some of the surgeries here, and I'm reading this from onlyinyourstate.com, credit to whoever wrote that. The surgeries performed on residents were horrific, since putting the patients to sleep was unheard of at this time. You got to remember that this was in the early to mid 1900s, and I don't really think there was much anesthesia back then. I'm not a medical historian. I'm sorry if that's wrong. So victims would undergo painful surgeries, or else at this point we can call them torture, such as an artificial pneumothorax. This was the collapsing of a lung in hopes that the holes caused by TB would heal. Another terrifying procedure was thoracoplasty. Lord have mercy, what a name. In which patients were cut open from the front and the back. Doctors would remove up to 8 ribs, but could only do 3 at a time, so it took multiple procedures. Afterwards, a lobectomy was performed in hopes of removing damaged tissues. And terrifyingly enough, the patient was completely awake during each and every procedure, with only morphine to numb the pain. Some of the residents would go mad, as you could say, which honestly came as no surprise. And then they had a special wing for the clinically insane, or the people who went mad because they were tortured, which was oddly enough near the children's area. Traumatic surgeries and painful, questionable remedies continued for decades, with the stress even taking a toll on the medical staff. According to one account, a nurse committed suicide jumping from the tallest point in the hospital, which was a tower. Several would become ill. So then, when it became Woodhaven Medical Services, horrifying rumors and testimonies were given as to the torturous treatments of Woodhaven residents, such as electrotherapy, lobotomies, electric shock therapies, and like I said earlier, patients had no family to complain to, so torture's ex the torture continued until it was closed. But it was long after many accounts of unforgivable allegations regarding misconduct and treatment of patients. Estimated that over 8,000 people, and I've heard as many as 10,000 people, died on Waverly's property. So you could see why it's classified as one of the most haunted places in the United States. So again, for the last minute or two there, credit to whoever wrote that from onlyinyourstate.com. I don't know who wrote, no credits. So just these stories are all too common here. You gotta remember that insane asylums were everywhere. We didn't have any here in Hamblen County that I know of, but there was one in Knoxville, there was one in Greenville. I think there was even one in Rogersville. And the stories that I've read about Waverly Hills was that there were so many patients. It was so overcrowded, so understaffed. I guess people just got sick of it. And I guess they went mad themselves and took out their anger on the patients, which is an unfortunate story, to say the least. So, that being said, we'll stop this podcast right here and hope everybody has a great rest of their weekend. And hopefully, within the next couple of weeks, we can get out there and start making some more videos. Thanks for listening.